بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، كلما ذكر الذاكرون وكلما غفل ذكر الغافلون. أما بعد، my respected Muslims, we read yesterday Surah Rum. In Surah Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, this surah was revealed in Mecca, and this was revealed when the Persians and Romans had a clash, and the Persians had the upper hand. So the people of Mecca, they would tell the Muslims that, look, your allies or people who have some same beliefs as you have lost. And they would tease them. So Allah revealed this surah, Alif Lam Mim, Ghulibat al-Rum. When Allah revealed this, in that Allah mentioned that very closely, في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل, that in very few years the matter is in the hands of Allah, that Romans will overcome the Persians. So Ubay bin Khalf, who was one of the leaders of Mecca, he was talking in a congregate people and he was telling us this about. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq came to him and said that, look, you know, when this ayat came down, when the surah came down, he told him that you'll see very soon the course will reverse. They said, okay. So he said, and he said that this enemy of Allah and his Rasul is lying. So because Ubay bin Khalf was a chief also, he said, okay, let's have a bet. So he said, okay. At that time, betting was allowed, both sides. So the bet is, if I win, you give me 10 camels. If you win, you give me 10 camels. Right? And within three years, this should happen. Hazrat Abu Bakr came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he mentioned, narrated the whole story. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, go back. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bid'a sinin means from 3 to 9. From 3 years to 9 years. So why don't you go back and rephrase your condition and say, look, if I win, 100 camels for me. If I lose, 100 camels for you. So instead of 10, 100. And the time frame, instead of 3 years, 9 years. So this condition was met. One thing about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and the name and the reason, his original name is Abdullah. That Abu Bakr's real name is Abdullah. But he was named Siddiq when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Mi'raj. And what happened in Mi'raj, he came and he told the people of Mecca. So they said, so they went to him and they said that one person claims that from Mecca he went to Baitul Maqdis, from Baitul Maqdis he went to the seven heavens, and he, all of this. So would you believe this? So Abu Bakr was a very smart and intelligent person. He said, it would depend. He said, your friend. He said, if he has said it, I believe it. I don't need any proof. I don't need any proof. On this Siddiq, the most trustworthy, this title was given to him, Siddiq, on this. So when this happened, he had that full conviction that Rasulullah's Quran has said it, that's it. And Rasulullah has said it, that's it. There's no second thoughts. So when Rasulullah was migrating, and he was, so Ubay bin Khalf told him that, look, now you're leaving Mecca. And what if that condition happens? Then what? Who's the guarantee? So he said, my son Abdul Rahman, his son Abdul Rahman ibn Abu Bakr, he said, my son is the guarantee for that, that he will give you this. This is the guarantee. 7 years after this, 7 years, the Persian and Roman had a war. Allah gave the Romans the upper hand. The Persians lost. So he had, Ubay bin Khalf had already died. But he had made wasiyat that, look, this is the condition between me and Abu Bakr. If I win, you have to collect this. If I lose, you have to give his children this or him this. So the 100 camels were given to Abu Bakr Siddiq. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told, Ya Rasulullah, I have this 100 camels. What should I do with it? First of all, if someone's today's time would win, he wouldn't go and ask someone, this is my money, I want it, it's my, you know, right? But this was something very unique of Sahaba. That at every point they would go and ask the opinion of Rasulullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give it in sadaqah. What did he say? Give it in charity. It's like 100 cars of today. Someone gets 100 cars, right? And just give it in charity. This was the test of the iman, that what they believed, they did. They didn't have any second thoughts, second reservations, you know, this, that. No, he gave it away. After that, today we'll be reading Surah Yasin. Yasin is one of the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Muhammad is his name, Ahmed is his name. In the same manner, Yasin is the names of Rasulullah sallallahu. And Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu says, for everything there is a heart. And the heart of the Quran is Yasin. Who reads Yasin in the morning till evening, Allah will take care of all his needs. Who reads it at night till morning, Allah will take care of all his needs. Who reads it in morning, and if he dies as a martyr. If there is food, and you think it's going to be less, if you read Yasin, Allah will put barakah in it, it will be sufficient for you. At the time of Khandaq, there's a Sahabi. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had two stones tied to his stomach. So he went home and he had a small baby goat. So he slaughtered the goat. He told the wife, prepare some meat with this and have the flour ready. I'll call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some people. Now when he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told Ya Rasulullah. And the wife said, look, tell him in the ears, and tell him quietly, right? Give him all the instructions. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, O people of Khandaq, all of you are invited at Ali Jabir, all of you. 1,500 people. He went to ask for five people. And how many people coming? 1,500. Now he comes running home. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling him that, look, do not serve until I come. And tell your wife not to start making the bread until I come. He said, when he came running home, he told the wife that, look, the wife said, what did you do? He says, okay. The wife said, okay, what did Rasulullah say? Forget all that. What did Rasulullah say? He said, Rasulullah said, he will come and serve himself. And said that, don't tell the wife to wait till I come, and then she should start making the bread. The wife said, don't worry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. He started reading Yasin. Started reading Quran. That which was made for 10, 15 people. 1,500 people at it. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, get all the bones together. He prayed, and that baby goat became alive. And he said, look, innama yut'imuni rabbi wa yasqin. Allah has fed us, you know, and take your goat back. In this, Yasin had come down when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from Taif. And he entered into Mecca as a refugee, an asylum. Because his uncle Abu Talib had passed away. And the people of Mecca were giving him very hard time. So he said, okay, he went to Taif. We all know what happened in Taif. Now when he was coming back, the people of Mecca said, we're not going, you have to come in Mecca, but we want assurance and guarantee. So one of the leaders of Mecca, he took responsibility. He says, okay, you can enter on my responsibility. And his four sons, he came with him into Mecca. And he told the people of Mecca, I have given asylum to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this dua a lot. رَبِّ يَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْكٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْكٍ. This Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to constantly read. He used to read this dua. This is the time when Yasin came down. Yasin wal Qur'an al-Hakim, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ عَلَى صُرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. My Nabi, you don't need to be depressed. People are rejecting you. No one is assisting you. No one is helping you. That surely you are on the right path. Now, in that, the people of Mecca, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night of Hijrat, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to make Hijrat, the people of Mecca got together. They said from every tribe, we get two people together. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes for tahajjud, comes to read in Haram, his tahajjud, his qiyamul layl, these people, 50 people will attack him at one time. Who is going to, Quraysh is going to claim against who? All the tribes at one time will attack, who are they going to claim against? They cannot claim against anyone. Because it's everyone itself. Look at Allah's Qudrat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told with wahi what was happening. He called Hazrat Ali. Says, Ali, these are the trusts of the people of Mecca. This. You give it back to them. This belongs to so, this belongs to so, this you give them back. Then he came out of his house. He took one handful of dust. He threw it. And he said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. They were standing there. It went in the eye of every person, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked through them. They could not see him. He walked through them. Allah made them blind. They could not see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They waited. Time of Fajr was coming close. When they went to see inside the house, Hazrat Ali was sleeping. Someone asked Hazrat Ali, Ali, what is, you know, his students, when he was narrating this incident, they asked him that, Ali, there is 100 swords on your head. How can you sleep? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that Ali, give this trust of the people of Makkah and I will see you in Medina. He says, this words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he told me that he will see me in Medina was enough for me, because whatever comes out of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sadiqul masduq. It's going to happen. That's why I slept comfortably. This both the first incident, Alif Lam Ghulibatul Rum, same thing, the yakin on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Same thing here, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Abu Bakr, his yakin on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Over here, Abu Bakr's Ali's yakin on the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us that full conviction and yakin on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue the tafsir of Surah Yasin, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر الله